The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth.
Hey, welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast. I'm John Walker from the Cordasco Financial Network, a part of Mercer Advisors. Thrilled to have you with us today, and we're going to tackle a topic that is critically important and is a big part of most folks' retirement planning. But we're going to look at it from a little bit of a different angle. And I'm thrilled to welcome in a buddy of mine and colleague at Cordasco Financial Network, one of our business retirement specialists, Mr. Dennis Jablonski. Dennis, thanks for joining me today.
John, as always, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah. And Dennis, you know, a lot of folks, when we talk to them about their retirement planning, of course, rely often heavily on their retirement plan that's offered through their employer. And so we're going to dive into what that can look like, but a little bit from the perspective of the business owner themselves and what people need to be thinking about, some deadlines that are approaching, and why there's real value in offering a plan for your employees, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, Dennis, I think that's a great place for us to start, right? When employers think about offering this benefit to the folks that work for them, we hear a lot of folks express concerns about, well, they're really difficult to set up, or aren't they really expensive, or do they really do anything for me, right? And I think you've got some pretty good information that indicates, like, hey, not only are they really important for your employees, right, and for you as the owner to have more than just the business as the part of your retirement plan, but also there's a lot of benefits to both you and the folks who work for you.
So there is, John. So coming from the employer standpoint, years ago, the pushback on starting a retirement plan for the employees of any business of any size was, A, it's too expensive. B, it's too complicated. C, I'm too focused on growing my business and my revenue and my bottom line, and I really don't have the time to entertain putting a plan in place. Talk about 2021 and even 2022, fast forward to the times that we're living in today. Washington, the Department of Labor, they're mandating pretty much that no matter what size company you have, you should be really concerned and you should be offering your employees a retirement plan. Because statistically, the percentage of employees that work for a small business is well over 70%. So think about that. 70% of us work for a company that has 100 or less employees, right, which is designated a small business. And even smaller than that, the companies that are between 2 and 25 to 50 employees, even that demographic, they're really concerned about, those being the Department of Labor, because they understand the importance of the individual saving for retirement. And if that employer is not offering them an opportunity to do so, then they do have a bit of a fiduciary problem.
Yeah. And Dennis, we hear a lot today about a tight labor market, right? Unemployment's incredibly low. It's a very competitive hiring environment. And employees expect at this point their employer, regardless of size, really, right, to offer a plan. So it's a competitive advantage to have one available. It's also something that a heavy amount of folks who are job hunting say is a critical factor in whether they're going to stay at an employer, choose an employer, or maybe switch jobs, right? So you kind of almost need it to stay competitive in this environment that we're in.
Oh, absolutely. And once again, I think we're going to look at this from two different angles. From the employee standpoint, it's, as you said, very, very competitive job market. And if the differentiator on me going from company A to company B is the retirement plan options, then of course I'm going to base my choice on that with the company that's going to incentivize me to come work for them, especially if they're offering a match. And from an employer's standpoint, it's become a much more competitive piece for the employer to be able to offer that plan to the employee, right? That's the differentiator between companies A and B. When you go in and you talk about your benefit package and you talk about your health benefits and your personal time off and your vacation, but to be able to coordinate that with a pretty robust 401k plan or any kind of a defined contribution retirement plan, that becomes pretty powerful when you're out there trying to get that employee to come join your firm versus, you know, your competitor down the street.
Absolutely. And beyond just the competitive advantage it offers for you, right? As you said, having a fiduciary oath to do the right thing by your employees, the plan itself for the employer has a lot of benefits beyond just what it does for their employees and from retention and engagement perspective, right? It actually has some tangible benefits to the business owner potentially, depending on the type of plan they choose to set up.
Of course. They, once again, the Department of Labor in Washington has now incentivized business owners to be able to offer that plan if there's not a plan in place for their employees. And John, at the end of 2021, there have been states that have mandated certain sizes of companies. I believe if you've been in business for two or more years and you have 100 or more employees and you do not have a retirement plan in place, there now are multiple states, I think there are up to 15, if not 17 states across the country that have mandated that there has to be a retirement plan mandated by the state to be able to offer to those employees. So once again, from a fiduciary an angle of the business owner, you have to be very aware of what's going on around us. So from an employer standpoint, it's very important to understand the rules of the Department of Labor, what's going on with these certain businesses. But then, once again, it is a very highly incentivized opportunity for you not only to do right by your employees, but also not to pay the bigger tax nut at the end of the year also. There's some ways to defer some of the costs. And I don't know if we're not going to get into the specifics of that, but the employer benefit of doing so is not just doing right by your employees, but there is a substantial savings for the employer. Oh, and by the way, you know, this business that you've built is probably one of the biggest, if bigger, if not biggest pieces of your own personal retirement. So why aren't you taking advantage of it personally as the owner, not only to offer it to these employees to incentivize them to do the right thing, but also you're helping yourself because there's employer benefits of doing so also because you are an employee of the company.
Yeah. So to recap there, Dennis, right? There's a potentially, depending what type of plan you choose and who you choose to work with and what state you operate in, there could be potential tax benefits for you as the, if you're the business owner, there's certainly tax benefits for the employees who contribute to with pre-tax dollars. There's some deferral of costs that might exist for you or some tax benefits for that. And more importantly, depending what state you operate in, it's really critical you know some of these deadlines and if your state itself actually mandates that you have a plan so that you make sure that you're not opening yourself up to some liability. So let's say you've heard this, what we've shared here, Dennis, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't have a plan or my employer doesn't have a plan, but I feel like that's something we should potentially do. There's a couple different options, right? There's lots of different ways that you can approach this depending on the type of business you run and its size and exactly how you want the plan to operate. Now, we're not going to get into all the nitty-gritty details. There's a lot of specificity, right? But there are a few general things that people should be aware of, and at least broadly the types of plans that they could be thinking about, right, that might benefit them. So the one that everybody knows is, of course, 401ks, right? Many, many folks have them or at least understand what they are. But why don't you just take us through a little bit, not get into details, but a little bit of what a 401k looks like for both the employee and the business owner.
So absolutely, John, we could do that. And I have to tell you, you know, getting to my point a little bit earlier that it's not as difficult as it once was. It's not as expensive, nearly expensive as it once was. And from an administrative standpoint, it's not really as difficult as it used to be, right? So the business is evolving and changing. And basically, when you get some general information together and you answer some questions, And then you fill out what's called a census, and that's just all the employees that work for the company, you know, their date of hire, their date of birth, how long they've been around, what their ages are. You can kind of customize a plan. It could be a solo 401k plan. Yes, by the way, if you are a sole practitioner, you can put a solo 401k plan in place for yourself. And then if you just have a handful of employees, maybe a husband and wife, or maybe it's a family-owned corporation where you have the husband and wife and a couple of kids or relatives are involved. Once again, that's an opportunity that you can take a look at this and you can put a plan in place. And then he answers some specific questions, right? Do you want your employees to contribute to the plan? And then do you have the amount of employees that you have? And are you comfortable with putting a contribution in from the employer's standpoint? Do you want to allow loans? So once you start to get into some of the basics, you know, you have a census data sheet, you start to answer some of the questions. And then once again, it takes you down this route of what is the best plan option for you personally. And that could be, as you said, John, your typical 401k plan, or there's some different individual retirement plans. I think everybody understands the IRA, right? You have an individual retirement account for yourself, or you may have a Roth IRA, but in the retirement plans space, there are what are called simple and SEP IRAs, right? A simple IRA and a SEP IRA. And the basic difference there is, do you just want the employer to make contributions to the plan, or do you want the employees to be able to offset some of those contributions also? So once again, I don't want to get into the weeds. It's not very difficult. It's just answering a couple of different questions. And John, this is what we do every day, right? Not only do we help those companies and those employers that are thinking about starting a plan, we also come in and take a pretty deep dive with a lot of those that we help with their private wealth that happen to be business owners or to work in the C-suite of some of these larger companies. When we come in there and have them take a look at their existing plan also, because once again, you have to stay on top of what's going on around us and the evolution of the retirement plans and the way that this business has been going over the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years now. There's a pretty big fiduciary responsibility. It's that big bullseye that's on your back that you really should be aware of what's going on around you.
Absolutely, Dennis. And I think it's really great. You highlighted a few different types of plans, and certainly we don't expect anyone to know exactly what the right fit is for them. And that's where you and your team come in and help those business owners or the employee who engages us to say, like, hey, I think my plan could be better, or I think it needs to get taken a look at. That's the type of value that you and your team can add. I'd love you if you could just highlight one other type of plan, because I think it's a little less well known, but has been very valuable lately because of some of the benefits it has from a tax perspective and from for the employer. And that's the defined benefit plan, not as well known as a 401k or 403b or even the SEP and simple that you mentioned. Could you just highlight a little bit what makes that unique and why we've seen some folks get interested in it lately?
So the defined benefit plan is just that, right? It's defined. It's kind of set up with an entirely different set of rules. But for the business owner that's looking to defer more compensation, is looking to defer more contributions into their plan, it's what's called a hybrid plan, John. So we come in and we not only, after taking a very deep dive and looking at the census, this is for companies that have highly compensated employees and understand the benefit of being able to put a little more money away. We know in a traditional 401k, there's limits for the employee. For 2022, that's $20,500 that can be put into a 401k plan. And then if you're over the age of 50, you have a catch-up contribution also. But with these defined benefit plans, the Department of Labor and the IRS allows you to defer a higher amount of your compensation into the plan. So when we go in and we educate these business owners that there's multiple ways for the employer to be able to defer more money into their plan, their eyes kind of widen and they're very open to the conversation, because a lot of those that we talk to, this concept has never been discussed with them. And that's one of the benefits of working with a value-added firm like Mercer Advisors. And what we do, we'll come in and we'll discuss not only the 401k plan, but also profit sharing capabilities, cash balance, and defined benefit plans, and then what it means to everybody that's involved. And then we'll provide this ongoing investment policy and asset allocations and guidance on these different plans. And that's something that you really do need to have a partnership with, right? You really do need a team to come in and be able to help you make sure that you're from a compliance standpoint, that you're doing all the right things, to make sure that you're keeping up on the latest trends, to making sure that you're taking the plans to the market and you're updating the information and the amounts that are in there. So it becomes a little bit complicated, but to partner with a fiduciary, which we are, not only for those that we service on the private wealth side, but also in the retirement plan group, in our retirement plans, it is a true partnership. You're busy running your business, your day-to-day operations, your bottom line P&L, but we're in there as a partner to be able to not only help you build your wealth personally, but also make sure you're doing the right thing by yourself and by your employees with the business, which once again is probably one of the largest pieces of your own wealth when you get to retirement or turn it over. John, we know we talk about business succession planning too. That's a big part of what we do also, which is where this retirement plan business comes into play also.
Really important for folks, and I'm glad you highlighted some of the key parts of the defined benefit and others, because as you've said a few times, many, many times the business owner's greatest wealth is the business itself. But when we share with them some of the options that are available to them, even beyond what they may have known, or that it doesn't just have to be a 401k plan or one of these other plans, there are other things you can do. Man, the light bulb goes off to say, wow, there's a lot of different ways I can defer income. I can actually set aside money for me or my key employees or whomever it is that is important to them. And then we can, you know, working with a provider like us or others that to identify precisely what it is that's the best fit for you. That's really what's critically important. And as you said, there's a lot of rules around this, and having someone to help you manage it, right? That's the part that people get afraid of, I think, to the most end. They see maybe the benefits, but they're worried about the implementation. And that's where having a value partner can really help make this process a lot easier.
And that's what we do, John. I'm happy to say that I know that Mercer Advisors now manages over $3 billion. That's billion with a B. $3 billion worth of retirement plans, right? So that's pretty sizable. That's a lot of responsibility. And to be able to provide those types of services for that level of plan and those companies that we assist with and work with, I mean, that's pretty powerful, right? So whether it's a startup plan, John, whether it's a solo 401k, whether it's a startup plan that you're thinking about with a handful of employees, or whether you know, you've had a plan in place and it's grown nicely over the last 3, 5, 10 years. When's the last time you took a look at that plan, right? Because from the Department of Labor standards, you're supposed to be taking that plan to the marketplace every 3 years. And you're supposed to make sure the investments are fine and that the fees are appropriate and the amount of service that you're getting is appropriate. So soup to nuts, John, whether it's you're contemplating putting a plan in place or whether you're a large business owner with a multi-million dollar plan with hundreds, if not thousands of employees, it's nice to be able to say that we can come in and customize a solution or be able to help and partner with any size plan that's out there, because this is what we do. We live and breathe this every day. And I hope that those that are listening to this maybe think we hit a couple of buttons here that maybe get a couple people thinking about either starting a plan or taking a look at what they have.
So Dennis, before I let you go, we certainly want to highlight as well that there's some really critically important dates coming up. So if people have had this on their mind, they really should get moving on this. The retirement planning space, there's some really critical upcoming dates people need to be aware of.
Yeah, the clock's always ticking, John. Remember, if you don't have a plan in place, it's normally best to get it done before the fourth quarter, right? Believe it or not, we're almost getting into the fourth quarter of 2022. But some important dates that are coming up for plans that already may be implemented, right? If you have a plan and you want to start to allow employer contributions, that's what's called a safe harbor plan. That deadline's coming up. October the 1st is the date, right? If your company does not sponsor the plan and you're interested in implementing a safe harbor plan, October the 1st is the deadline, right? No later than October the 1st. And then we talked about some simple and SEP plans. A simple plan is a plan that's just that, right? It's a simple plan and it's very easily administered. But if you're going to terminate that plan and allow it to turn that into a fully blown 401k plan, the deadline for that date is November the 1st, right? So October the 1st and November the 1st are very important dates when it comes to either implementing a plan, getting it in place, or kind of converting it. And that's just takes looking at your plan documents and updating them. And if, once again, if you're looking to do something, start with a conversation, right? There's dates, there's deadlines, as there are with all things in our business, but very important. And then the other date, John, that I like to talk about is that cash balance plan, right? That has to be done if you're doing a cash balance option plan. That needs to be done by the end of the year, by December 31st, unless you get an extension on your taxes. And then you could take that from your business standpoint. You could take that out to when you have your extension for your corporate tax return. So once again, reach out. We're here to help. We'll be able to walk you through anything that you need, whatever level. And John, I thank you for giving us the time to be able to talk about this, because very important topics today.
Dennis, thanks so much for joining me and sharing all this great information about business retirement planning and what it can do for both the business owner and the employee. So if what you've heard from Dennis and I has you thinking about your own retirement plan, if you're a business owner or an employee who's thinking, man, I don't know if we have that available, or I don't feel like I'm getting help the way I need to in making these decisions, or I don't know what to contribute to, reach out to us. We're here to help. Give Dennis, myself, or anyone on our team a call at 855-558-3500. That's 855-558-3500. Or email us at asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's asksteve@cfnplan.com. Dennis, myself, and our entire team are here to answer your questions and point you in the right direction. I'm John Walker from the Cordasco Financial Network, a part of Mercer Advisors. Thanks so much for listening to the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast. Have a great week.
If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com.